Maybe. I'm going to look at it. But they're going to be able to monitor because of the use of all these chips in everything from TVs to radios, your alarm clock, your refrigerator, your microwave, your toaster, your oven, everything has got these chips. They claim that they now are just a hair breadth away from being able to spy on people through these devices, like a television. You remember, everybody, when a television came out, they were afraid that the guy in the studio could see you.
Right, because of they had stopped the Japanese from importing until they put their chips in it. Right, I remember that.
Okay, but now, with the chips in these things, they believe they can have that TV and know your movements and everything that you're doing.
Yeah, I think they already got it. But go ahead. The reason I say that, apparently Alex Jones, I don't like him, Division 5 boy, he's gotten religion or something, put somebody on the air that talked about this 2 days ago, apparently. So I got a call on it yesterday. It's up on Infowars.com.
Well, I'm going to go out there. They believe they'll have everything operational for every communication, whether it's satellite, landline, copper, or what do you call it, coaxial, or you have, what's it?
They'll be able to hook up everybody.
Everybody. Everybody in every country. Everybody in every country. So, they think they'll have it operational by September of 2013.
Do you think that it is actually going to be operational much sooner? Maybe they already got it?
I'll be able to tell by the time I get back. They've scheduled a one-day deal, and I won't get back here until late at night on Tuesday.
So you going out with the big G?
What do you mean?
Nothing. The private airplane, should we say. Yeah, okay. I got it.
Oh, yeah. These guys got their own landing strip, everything, right out there on the facility.
Yeah. Where's this outside of Salt Lake?
Well, it's called a place called Bluffdale.
Yeah.
And what they told me, I didn't even Google it to look on a map.
Yeah.
They just said it's about 20, 30 miles. Salt Lake.
Okay, because I remember, seeing them bore through by a fucking freak at 4 o'clock in the morning off of I-70 there, as you get into 95 and hit that freeway where they come together.
Yeah.
I think it's 95 or the one that comes up out of, going north or south of Salt Lake City, going down to Vegas. I'd driven through there 1 year and several times, and I saw them born fucking by a freak. One of their boring machines with all the laser lights on it coming out of the side of a fucking mountain there, and you could see them coming out. And I noticed several trips to Las Vegas from Denver that they were, hauling one shitload of gravel, and it was all to the east of Richfield. So I knew they were building something big underground in there. It was all on that north side of I-70.
They're still doing all that research on the highly supersonic. When they talk about supersonic, they don't talk about Mach 1 or Mach 2 or Mach 3.
Right.
They're talking about aircraft that can fly at 150,000 feet and fly at 8 times the speed of sound.
That's pretty fucking fast. That'd be Mach what?
Mach 8 or 9.
God.
And they say that they can take
that was that one that flew over just south of Nebraska there when I was up there working on that house, right, as I recall?
Might have been.
Yeah, yeah. Their first test run over China and around, yeah.
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 But anyway, that's an aircraft that's running at 5,000, 6,000 miles an hour. That means you can take off in L.A. and be in London in an hour.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
Is that out there too?
Are they what?
Is that out at that site?
No, those are still the stuff that we're talking about. The aircraft is still being developed down at Groom Lake.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just intelligence up in Utah.
What's the bigger plan here? Everybody marked up and chipped? Is that the idea?
I think they'll eventually get to that. So, you know, things like the Constitution stand in their way.
Yeah, what's left of it?
Obama's just a taste of what is to come.
Yeah. So do you think it'll all go off the election, or you think the shit's going to hit the fan now? What's going to go down?
Well.
What are you hearing?
I think America is going to go back to being number one in the world, in spite of all these, you know, stupid fucking things that we have over here.
Yeah.
You know, about, you know, taking care of, making sure blacks, no child left behind, and all this other bullshit.
Yeah.
That's all dumbing down of the real America.
Yeah.
So when that is overcome, which we're very close to it, I think you will see a realignment of the United States in the world. And there is no doubt that this Middle East problems can go away with the snap of the finger of the agents.
So what's going to happen in the Middle East? Do you think they're going to blast that place apart soon?
I don't think so.
You think they're just going to keep playing with Iran? Is that what's going to happen?
I think they're going to destroy Iranian nuclear facility without ever dropping a bomb.
With the satellites, then?
No. With intelligence.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Being able to reprogram the entire nuclear thing and all of their missile systems. In order for those missiles to keep from being reprogrammed, there has to be hard program and an internal guidance already programmed into those missiles that doesn't rely on telemetry, doesn't rely on any source of programming, last minute programming from the outside. It all has to be done with you know, pre-programmed chips before they even think about launching it.
Mm-hmm.
Months, years ahead of time.
Yeah. Has Iran still got those 20, they still got those 20 nukes over there, don't they?
20 what?
Didn't they acquire 20 nukes from the Russians or some shit?
I think they have some small stuff, but nothing, they don't know how to trigger it yet.
Huh.
But they're working on it.
Okay, so what do you think? The Big Brother's going to be around? It's here now.
I can hardly hear you.
I say the Big Brother's already here, but the question I got is, are they going to fucking, with all this new technology, will this be able to just fucking you know, they're going to end up probably chipping everybody's ass, and then they can just fucking know where you're at and zap you and all the other shit. Is that the idea behind all this?
That's what they're leading up to.
Yeah.
The next war is not going to be tanks, planes, and all kinds of shit. It's going to be zapping individuals. A surgical fucking war using satellites, drones, and people on the ground, agents on the ground.
I got another question.
The agents on the ground may only be there to verify kills.
Yeah. Well, the, okay, I got, the question I got is, I did a TV show Tuesday. Have you seen that show?
The one you sent up?
Well, you're in the email bank. There's a TV.
Had a suit tie on.
Okay, there's another one since. They had so many hit count on that. Like, about 50,000, 25,000 on her server, and then 25,000 on YouTube. So they said, fuck, if we're getting those kind of hits, we're going to put him back on. So she put me back on. And since Tuesday, I don't know what it's up to. They didn't get it parked on YouTube until late, I guess, Thursday night or Friday morning. But she had already had 10,000 from the show views. But in there, she talks about these satellites. Pardon me?
Sent to me?
I don't know. I'll send you a copy of it, okay? But it's on YouTube, so I'll send you a copy. I mean, a link to it. But I'm up on YouTube at StuWeb1, the letter 1.
Yeah.
In the search, you know, you go to YouTube and then you just put in search, put StuWeb1, otherwise it won't come up.
Yeah.
And it shows the videos, including the underground at Denver, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, in that video, you see me in a shirt and tie. That was the second video.
Yeah.
I think you ought to listen to it.
Well,
because
that's the one that I did, I watched, the one with the shirt and tie.
No, well, the one in the suit I had done. But the one in the suit and tie, I mean the shirt and tie, was Tuesday night. Now, she brought up the fact and was asking me about questions of some people she put on in the past about these new satellites.
Yeah.
That is similar to Mu Metal, the Robotoids. You know, the skin and the Mu Metal and the, all that. Well, she brought up, you know, that these things, apparently these satellites they got up there now, nanotechnology type satellites, will protect themselves, and if they get injured, they will actually fix themselves, rejuvenate, and multiply. Are they capable of doing that already?
Well, yeah, they're capable of fixing themselves.
Okay, do they rejuvenate and all that shit, or what?
Oh, yeah.
Do they? So they can multiply up there, satellites?
Well, they can't multiply like you and I would think multiply. Flying down here,
right?
But they can rewire themselves because there's built-in extra capacity already in the unit. So if you have a malfunction on something, they rewire it around and compensate for it.
Right, right. Do you remember? Oh, the guy that was on Jesse's program, Jesse Ventura, that was the hitman that had the chips in him. O'Finnan. O'Finnan he went by. He had another name. I'm trying to think of what it was. But O'Finnan, they've got him in an interview on there with a guy named Corsell. You ever heard of the name Corsell?
Oh.
Okay, there's a guy named Corsell that apparently was chipped, and he was running around doing assassinations too for, you know, the boys, along with O'Finnan that was in Jesse's deal where, you know, he was in a car wreck and the chip they had in his brain and all that, and then he came public with Jesse. Now, there's another guy named Corsell. Let me look at my email real fast. I'm offline, but it's on my computer. It's in, oh God, what is it? I'm trying to think of his first name. But this fucker, I saw him in Las Vegas. He was in Las Vegas when your buddy, the brown shoe boy, stepped up in public with me that time. And then remember he got whacked later?
Yeah.
A few days later or some shit after he had showed up a meeting where I was speaking? Well, anyway, that Corso guy, I remember seeing him after that around me quite a few times. This is a guy also that has come public, got memory back and shit. You know, he's way back to clear back to Don, I think it was Don Corso. I'm looking on my computer to see where the fuck I got the damn thing on my desktop. Okay, but apparently this guy was all over me after your buddy, and I don't remember the guy's name in Vegas. You remember who I'm talking about? It wasn't Yo Huda, it was the other one. Fuck, what was it? What's that? No, wasn't Harry Rupp. It was Oh, Carrie. Yeah. That was the one. But right after he had been at that meeting and then gets whacked a few days later for, you know, being at the meeting where I was having that speech, this guy Corso shows up. Well, they've got him in an interview up on the site. It's called projectcamelot.org. You might go in and take a look at that, because this Corso guy, it might be somebody that you know by face, that if it is, you know, that'd be very interesting to know that, you know, it was one of the boys after me, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd like the confirmation on there, whether it was,
I can tell you when I get back Tuesday.
yeah.
I don't want to probably talk to you till Wednesday.
Yeah.
Provided they don't keep us over.
Yeah.
But I'll know right up to the minute what they're up to.
yeah well, watch your ass.
I will.
After talking on my phone, watch your ass.
All right.
Okay, listen to Alex Jones, InfoWars. He had somebody on there 2 days ago.
I'll talk to you later.
Same subject. Talk to you later.